Good evening, Audio Boo. It's Nina at Smirly71 here. Tomorrow I am going to be 21 years old with 20 years experience. So I thought, as I needed to walk the dog this evening, I would have a little adventure, you know, while I'm still young enough. So instead of pounding the usual tarmac route down into the village, which is not what we would normally do on a dark November evening, I decided to don the head torch and go for a walk across the fields, which I've never been adventurous enough to do before, apart from a very short distance on really clear frosty nights, which I absolutely love, and you don't really need the head torch at all. So anyhow, off we set. It was misty and eerily quiet because of the mist, and all I could see was little particles of drizzle flying in towards the beam of the head torch, and it was all looking terribly promising. And then the heavens absolutely opened, and the dog and I got incredibly wet, and rather than doing the sensible thing and turning around and going home where it's warm, put my feet up, have a hot chocolate, I decided to carry on, because turning around is what I always do, and I feel really satisfied for not having done that. Gave me a chance to put some kit to the test as well. I can confirm that the regatta trousers that I've had sitting in my cupboard unworn because they didn't fit for I don't know how many years definitely have no water repellency of any description whatsoever. I got soaked through to my underwear, and having had a look at the label, the fact that they contain 35% cotton goes some way to explaining that. My trail shoes, North Face trail shoes, which I bought well over a year and a half ago and have worn pretty much every day since, are tread bare. There is no sole left in some places, and I definitely felt that today. So shoes completely sodden, socks completely sodden. However, the technicals sort of pack rack worked incredibly well, and together with my fleece and chalkfish merino base layer, at least my top half stayed toasty dry, even if the rest of me was completely and utterly wringing wet. Anyhow, I had an adventure, and I think it's time to go and watch Children in Need. So that's it for this evening. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.